Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is I'm past, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray. No strength to cry, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
To the King. Hallelujah. Glory to your
awesome, omnipotent name. We bless and magnify you this morning, O God, because you are great and greatly to be praised. We praise you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the very same. God, you are worthy. God, you are awesome. God, you are kind. God, morning to all of you all out there in radio land today. I'm so excited. I'm just glad to be back at the station. I took a hiatus on last week. It was Thanksgiving weekend. I had to preach out of town and was not able to be with you all, and I missed you. But I know the co-hosts were more than capable and took care of everybody's needs. I thank Sister Kenyatta and Pastor Mel. They do West Coast, they do Michigan, but they cover the world. So I'm appreciative to them as well. It's beautiful to have a team to be able to assist and carry things out. We are not, no man is an island. No man is an island. We are a team building the kingdom of God. So I'm grateful to every warrior that connects in their faith and goes head on and does what it is that God would want to use them for. So I'm excited to be back. I'm your host this morning, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, and we are praying for you this morning. The holidays never stops prayer, as you all saw and heard. Even though it was the weekend of the holiday, if you notice, we never stop. Matter of fact, that's when we wrap up the prayer even more, because there are more people out doing things. There are more people out traveling. And so somebody needs to be praying with all that activity going on. And you can count on us. So we are live this morning. If you haven't invited someone, you need to invite someone. We can be reached on 213-943-3799, or you can text your prayer request over to 847-942-9979. So it doesn't matter. It's confidential. We might be live, but remember, we don't have your names. So please, even inbox me. My Facebook page is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and you can inbox your prayer request even now. We are ready to pray for you. We are on standby. This is a team. What I don't cover, somebody else will cover. And what somebody else doesn't cover, I will cover. So we have you. We got you, Radio Land. We just need you to invite someone to like our page even. We also have a ministry page called Ministry in Motion. This is the TV. This is us going into parks. This is us going into the prisons. That's the Ministry in Motion page. Please invite someone to like our page, get support, get a prayer request taken care of. We are covering you. We are not going to cancel. I know the holidays are falling on the weekend. Yes, we will still be praying during the Christmas weekend. Once again, that's when we wrap it up, you know. That's when we take care of it even more. So I'm thankful to God for you on this morning. The prayer requests have already started coming in. And I want you to know we are going to take care of it as soon as possible. I just wanted to give those few announcements because it's really important to us that we're able to share with you and let you know that we're here for you standing in the gap, okay? So this is what we do all of this for and all of the announcements for. But anyway, yes, The prayer requests have already started coming in. I'm just going to, for right now, do the comprehensive prayer, the opening prayer that we do. Forgive me, excuse me. We will open up the gates and shut down the activity of the enemy before we get deep into our prayer request. So we just want you to invite someone once more, blogtalkradio.com. Please sign up and follow us. We are under the LFC Specialist. Or you could type in the search engine, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. We're right here every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Father in heaven, we just come before you, Lord God, thanking you, Jesus, for this day, Lord God, we've never, ever seen before. We thank you for health and strength, God. We thank you for your graciousness and the forgiveness of sins, creating us a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come and confess any participation in, Lord God, sin and things that we didn't even know that we were participating in, Lord God, ungodly conversations or ungodly thoughts. Sometimes, Lord God, we reject your truth by our actions that do one thing, but our mouths profess another. So, Lord God, forgive us of all those shortcomings in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for not reading more or praying more. Lord God, just creating a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord God, we just repent of all of those things. And Lord God, we ask that you will just lend thy ear unto us, oh God, as we get ready to shut down the activity of the enemy and the demonic spirits, and we force them out, Lord God, and anything that might be even associated with us. Lord God, we believe in being able to walk righteously. We believe in being able to walk clean. But Lord God, we do know that spirits attach and cling and even follow. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, we force that away in the name of Jesus and keep all demonic spirits associated with those things from coming back to us or our family members or into our homes or cars, Lord God, our yards, our jobs, finances, work, ministries, Lord God. Cover all of these things with your blood, shutting it down in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to make whole, complete, and of a sound and sober mind in us, Lord God, that we might be able to do everything soberly, walk soberly, talk soberly, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to form new and healthy mindsets and habits every day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May our steps just be righteously ordered, Lord God, in you. And may we walk and have the heart after you, synchronized and syncopated according to your will and purpose, in the name of Jesus. Father God, any attachments to this world that the enemy tries to come in at, even through the youth, the lust of the eye or the lust of streets and smoking and drugs and alcohol, even the lust of flesh with fornication and promiscuity, Lord God, and selling of drugs, gunfire, oh God, cares of the riches, the quick, wanting to get rich quick, Lord God, all the pleasures of this world that try to control us or our youth, Lord God, you are the server, you are the chief, and you reign supreme in our lives. So, Lord God, break even those evil cords and attachments and tentacles from us, Lord God, and from the youth, and that we are praying and interceding for each and every day. Father, bring into our lives these children of God who have conquered and stood strong in these areas. Lord God, I do have youth and students who stand strong in these areas, and they are trying to go to school every day. They are trying to learn. They are trying to be sober. Lord God,
so that they will be accountable to you and others, becoming more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just shut down any of the eyes and ears and avenues and doors of the enemy that have been opened through witchcraft and manipulation and cults, Lord God, sexual sin and selling of drugs, even movies, the children watching YouTubes and the TVs, radio, even books, Lord God. Everything that rejects your truth, we shut it down now, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are practicing in lust fornication, devil is a lie right now. Guide my thoughts, guide my mouth, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we even shut down the incest and molestation and physical abuse and verbal abuse. Lord, we ask you to shut any doors that have been opened passively through our bodies, through our thoughts, through our minds, through our emotions, God, and even through mind control. Once again, the tragedies and act trauma that open doors, we shut those doors, God, in the name of Jesus. We shut the ears of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to just guide our thoughts, guide our conversations, guide our mouths, guide our footsteps, oh God, in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are in control, Lord God. We submit everything about us unto you so that, Lord God, you are in control of us. We die out right now in the flesh that we may operate in the spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now that we are commanding our day. We are not just commanding our own day, Lord God. We're commanding the day for the people who are asking for prayer requests, who are asking for prayer, who are asking for loved ones to be brought out and delivered and come through. Lord God, we're just commanding the day according to the authority and power that you've invested in us. These and all things we ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's mighty name, oh God. We just bless your name and decree these things to be so right now. Hallelujah. We thank everybody once again for tuning in. If you haven't invited someone, please invite someone right now. It is important that we share prayer. Can we do that? Share prayer in the name of Jesus. And put on your Facebook pages something encouraging or ask for the prayer request so that we are covering the people who are in need of prayer. Yes, we have people who are asking for prayer. A young lady even now who's asking for prayer for someone in her family. That is, matter of fact, it's her fiance, and she's asking for prayer for him that righteousness will prevail and that he will be brought out of prison and that God will touch someone's heart and that they will send him home. So we have one of our prayer warriors who is on the line with us, and I am going to ask her if she can pray for that prayer request that has come in, because this is what we do. This is what we are here for. Sister Kenyatta, are you there?
Praise the Lord, I am. How are you?
I'm well. God bless you, awesome woman of God. We praise the name of the Lord for you this morning.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for a brand new day.
Oh, it's this brand new mercy. Mercy,
yes,
we've never seen before on this day. Had he not extended it, none of us would be here today.
Amen.
So we have a prayer request this morning, and this prayer request from this young lady is that someone would just pray for her fiance who's in prison, and that they will, you know, righteousness will prevail. That's what we want, the will of God over his life. So I am going to ask you to just send out praises and send out prayer for this young man and her for the strength through the process. Can you do that for us this morning?
Praise the Lord, if I can. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come to you, Father, lifting up this young lady and the young man, Father. Father, we ask that you just give her strength and give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father, that she will be guided by your word, Father, and that she will walk according to your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask that you touch this young man, Father. We don't know the circumstances as to why he's in jail, Father, but you know, Father, and we know, Father, that all things are possible to them that believe, Father. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that his situation will be rectified, Father, that he will be set free, Father, according to your word and according to your will, Father. Father, we ask that you give him peace of mind, Father. We ask that you just touch his heart, Father, that he would have the mind to walk in your word, Father, and he will have a mind to speak in your word, Father. And, Father, that you will give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father, that he will be guided through your word and Holy Spirit. We ask that you have your way in him, Lord Jesus, right now, Father, that he will receive your word and not only be hearers of your word, but be doers of your word, Father. Not because he just want to get out of jail, Father, but because, Father, that he are a believer of you, Lord Jesus. And that he wants to spread your word and that he wants to live with you, Father. We ask that you touch him right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we ask that you just have him to be a blessing to others that are in jail, Father, that he will speak a word, Father, and they will listen to him, Father, that your word is true, Father. No matter who speak it, Father, your word is true, Father. So we bless right now, Father, and we claim and we declare and decree a victory right now in your word, Father, because, Father, your word says, according to your faith, be it unto you, Father. So we bless them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Again, we declare and decree a victory, Father. We declare and decree right now that he is set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for your power, Father. We thank you, Lord, because your word says you did not give us a spirit of fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind, Father. So we loose a sound mind right now. We loose your love, Father. We lose, Father, the power that you've given us, Father, and we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus and call it done. We thank you, Lord. We lift you, Lord. We magnify you, and we exalt you right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Awesome God. And we do believe these prayers. We do believe God is doing it. We do believe that God has done it according to his will and his purpose. We're thankful, woman of God, for you joining in with us this morning. And if there's any other prayer request that you would like to cover, God bless you in that even. We are looking for God to do some extra miracles.
Amen.
In this season, in this time, we don't always have to keep settling for the ordinary, but let's look to God for the extraordinary. Let's look to God to do some things that are what we consider hard. We were in prayer not too long ago, and God said that. You know, God said that. Ask me for the hard things. And so this is what we want. We want to ask God for the hard things. Ask him for something that you know seems to be impossible to us. But let's begin to, you know, trust and believe God for some things that would seem challenging. You know your credit is bad? Okay, good. Go and ask God for a house.
If you know your credit is not so good, go and ask God for a new car. Go and ask him for something that seems impossible. God blesses us every day, saints of God. We're blessed every day because we wake up. We have the activities of our lambs. But what about the miracles? What about that extra? What about the supernatural? Let's seek him for those things on today. So that's where I am. I'm looking forward to some of those things. And we are going to be interceding with you and for you on your behalf. Nonetheless, whether you text or write or submit, that doesn't matter. We're going to be doing that nonetheless. But we wanted to reach out to you this morning because we want you to know that we're here and available to you. It is so important to have a team. Why? Because the word of God said where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst of them. So it doesn't even mean that we have to be physically together, but it's gathered together on one mind and with one accord in the spirit realm. Amen, Sister Kenyatta.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes,
that's
Lord.
That's it right there. That's
yes.
It right there. Prayers reach all across the land, right?
Yes, he's an all-knowing,
faith.
All-seeing, all-powerful. Yes.
Glory. There it is. There it is.
Yes.
We do not have to be right here together. I don't have to travel all the way to Michigan. Is it more of a support? Yes, it is. But is it a requirement of God? Only when he says, fail not to assemble yourselves. And we do that.
Amen.
We do that. So I'm thankful to God for you all coming on the line today and praying for the people. We are going to give you all your praise first this morning. Stay tuned in. Stay excited. Stay on fire because God has moved and God is moving. But we want God to continue to break some chains in our lives, right? So let's get ready to tune in to Tasha Cobb.
There is power in.
Oh, my. A technical glitch. See how the enemy is? That's okay. We're going forward. Everybody ready? Let's go.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Ooh. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. Come on, you declare it. There is power. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, we hear the chains falling. They have already been broken. A shift has already taken place. We are in a season of transition, saints of God. God has told me so. He has shared that with me. This is such a paradigm shift for the body of Christ. And I pray that the people are very, very cognitive to that, that they are able to recognize and identify that. So if you are not, or if you do not know how to recognize what's going on in your life, it behooves you to be able to be sensitive to the things of God. Ask God to show you even what is going on in the spirit realm, because we miss things in our timing and in our seasons when we don't know what's going on. We miss things. So I'm excited because with God telling me the transitions that are going on, I was able to get a whole new thinking, if you will, or even just a whole new attitude, that's what I like, of the things that are transpiring in my life. And we don't necessarily see people think that because things look differently or maybe some relationships have fallen off, the phone slows down from ringing, or maybe even your living arrangement changes, your financial situation shifts, always a bad thing. This is not always, you know, oh, God is not pleased with you. That's not what this is about at all. God does care about us enough to make these things happen. So I'm so super excited about that because we are in a season of transition. We are in a season of isolation. Isolation doesn't mean a bad thing. Jesus isolated himself several times in the Word of God just to be able to go and pray before the Father. So I'm just excited this morning that we are praying for you. And one of the things I'm getting ready to pray with you for is that you will be able to know his voice, that you will be able to recognize him. And so this is a prayer that I'm going to pray over you all right now, that because many Christian believers don't believe that they can hear or do God's will by hearing his voice, because over in John, Jesus said in verse 14, the first, the gospel, John 10, that he is the good shepherd and that he knows his sheep and the sheep know him. And in John 10:27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And so we have to understand that we are one of the Lord Jesus' sheep and that we know his voice, and he is not a respecter of person. So when he gets ready to speak, he's speaking to us all. Okay? So, Heavenly Father, we just come to you now in our name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is written in your word according to John, Lord God, that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, I am one of your sheep. We are one of your sheep, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly, Lord Jesus, and clearly according to John, and that we ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear you and know your voice and not that of a stranger. We ask you to join us, Lord God, in these rankings, Lord God, in the development, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to do this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God, giving us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. And we ask you, Lord God, to be let it have clear transmissions, that we will make no mistakes,
that we won't go in an area we shouldn't be going in, and we won't do the things we shouldn't be going to do. Father, we also ask you that even through the confirmation of two or three witnesses on today, that the works in the natural on establishing these things, Lord God, we know, Lord God, has already rendered itself in the spirit realm. So, Lord God, we have learned this in your voice, and that we want to be consistent in this in the name of Jesus. And so we are praying, Lord God, that when you have prophets or those in the body and the Christ who come and they affirm and confirm by the witness of your word, that we're able to recognize that as well, Lord God. May our emotions not get in the way. May our excitement not get in the way. But may our spirit lead us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we will seek you in this process, and that when you reveal yourself through these witnesses, that the Holy Spirit will leap in our bellies, leap in our souls, oh God, and that we are able to recognize that this thing has already been established. Lord God, we thank you that the enemy cannot come and usurp this. The enemy may not be able to come and overturn it. But Lord God, once you say it, your word will not go out and then return back to you void. So we pray for the establishment of the things that you say to us and about us and have mandated for us, Lord God, that it will prevail in the mighty name of Jesus, and that we will continue to stand in faith according to your word, Lord God, and that we will just mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness in the process. I thank you for your movement in the process. I thank you, Lord God, for the victory in the process. Then I know that you've already done these things, and that we already just have to walk in it through the belief system. For you said faith without works is dead. So, Lord God, may we walk in works and not walk in weariness. May we walk in faith and not walk in limbo, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, have your way in our lives on today. Let us be encouragement unto people in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, everybody that is counting on us, even in these prayers, let us continuously, Lord God, pray for them and be pleasing in your eyesight, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for victory that is already won in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Radio Land. We thank you once again for just tuning in and being with us on today. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing them to want to even follow during this prayer time. But Lord God, we are asking you to even send more followers, send more individuals that want to link their faith and have prayer. Lord God, it's so important that we do these things. And people don't understand that your word says to pray without ceasing. With us not praying, this is why we have the same results. What we get, you know, some things don't change just because we don't change our practices. We don't change our habits. And so we have to be able to change some things in our lives and give up some things. So that means, yeah, you might have to give up some sleep on a Saturday morning so you can pray so that God can command your day for the things that you desire. Hallelujah. I want different things. I don't want the same thing going on in 2017 that I had going on in 2016 and 2015 and 2014. No, Lord. We want to see a change. We're binding the strong man. That's a biblical discipline. And Jesus taught us to bind the strong man. It's a tool that Christians need to use to fight against the powers of darkness. So we need to examine these tools in the scriptures so that we can use them.
This is what God did. This is what Jesus did. He was casting out devils, and he was casting out the dumb spirit, and he was casting out lesions of spirit. He would bind a strong man. So we need to bind the strong man of poverty. We need to bind the strong man of depression. We need to bind the strong man of sickness. And I think that we overlook these things because we just want God to do everything for us. We don't want to spend time in prayer. Well, this is why we're here. We're not only trying to pray for you, but we're trying to help through the linking of faith, through the numbers. Hallelujah. Through numbers. There's power in numbers. So go ahead on once again. We want to invite people to like our Facebook page. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Like our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, or you can even like our Ministry in Motion page. You can also invite someone to text their prayer request to 84942-9979. We're praying for you all through the week. We are especially praying for you on our prayer line. And we also want you to send the people the link or the, how do you explain it, the Periscope. We are on Periscope. If you have a Twitter page, you can follow us at Moving in Destiny. And so at Moving in Destiny is where we are on Periscope. So it's important for us to be able to minister to you in the word of God and in prayer. So please go over to those different avenues of social media that God has supplied for us so that we can take over the media mountain. Hallelujah. The media mountain. I have a couple more prayer requests that are coming in, and we want to make sure that we have enough time to pray for those as well. We want to make sure that the people understand spirits so that you know how to attack them in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. That's important. So we thank all of you all who are sending in these prayer requests, because we have someone asking to pray against the spirit of depression. I think that's so important, especially during the holidays. As people are engaging with these holidays, some people are missing loved ones, missing friends, missing parents, and the holidays become very hard for them. This is real. This doesn't mean that we are not strong in God and we don't hurt and we don't have feelings. We don't have lonely times. It's important for us to cover our loved ones with these prayer requests regarding these things. So I'm going to cover a couple more prayer requests in that regard. Understanding the spirit of depression, which is another mental type of mental disease that plagues every society, not just African Americans. Psychologically, depression is a psychotic or neurotic condition. And so it brings on heaviness. It brings on that melancholy where people don't care, or extreme sadness. And so we want to bind up things on today that God will prevail in the people's lives. So I'm going to go ahead on and pray that prayer, and then I'm going to back it up right behind it with the spirit of desolation, because the spirit of desolation comes to isolate and make those people feel alone so that they feel like they don't have any support systems or any friends. Okay, everybody, Amen. Father God, we just come before you once again, Lord God, bowing down before you humbly but boldly before the throne of grace. Lord God, thank you for your graciousness and your power that you have bestowed upon us on today. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know that people might experience some depression or oppression, Lord God, but I know by your son's stripes that we are already healed, and so I'm declaring victory over these people, over the body of Christ, Lord God, that we bind up melancholy and sadness today in the name of Jesus, and despondency. Lord God, these are spirits that are not like you, and we bind up the spirit of crying and loneliness and memory loss, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, which are another signs and symptoms of depression and oppression, Lord God. We bind up the increase of appetite or the decrease of appetite where people are using food as comfort, Lord God, or the lack thereof in the name of Jesus. We bind up, Jesus, distractions and lack of focus, lack of hope on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the individuals will not feel this or be distracted by the enemy or the plots or the plans that he tries to devise against your people, God. We bind up the feelings of alienation when they segregate themselves, Lord God, or they go into this gloominess mode in the mighty name of Jesus, and they begin to feel despair. So we bind that up. We bind it up with homicidal thoughts and suicidal tendencies on today in the name of Jesus, that feeling of despair where they feel like they want to kill themselves, that they have no hope to live any further, God, in the name of Jesus. We just bind that up, and that need for approval where they need to be affirmed by others. They need to be affirmed by family members, oh God. They need to be affirmed by parents, or Lord God, we just bind that up. May they be affirmed in you. May they be affirmed by Holy Spirit. May they be affirmed by your word in the mighty name of Jesus, and begin to draw strength off of your word and draw strength off of Holy Spirit, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up that feeling of needing to sleep and be in bed all the time. We bind up that bed spirit, Lord God, where they draw off the bed and they draw off of sleep because they think they can just sleep the day away, where the enemy has tricked them into now being able to sleep their life away. Well, we bind that up in the name of Jesus, and we begin to loose that energy upon your people, that energy to live, that energy to be social, that energy to be in your word, that energy to pray, that energy to call people and want to go out for lunch or go out and shop, go to a movie or go to dinner, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit of anxiety right now, God, that feeling of loneliness and aloneness, and that external locus of control through manipulation and witchcraft. We bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that the enemy cannot have these people's that the enemy cannot have the people's minds or mindsets and their hearts, that they don't feel this despair. They don't feel, Lord God, this frustration in the name of Jesus. We speak encouragement unto them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Release the anointing on their lives and stir up the gifts down in their belly, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them peace right now. I've had two prayer requests for peace, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we speak peace upon the body of Christ. We speak peace even into the world, Lord God, the neighborhoods, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we are commanding our morning in prayer, we release the power of peace to rest upon your people, those who are feeling frustrated, the gangs who need to feel powerful. Lord God, may they get power through your word, power through salvation, power through sanctification, power through Holy Spirit, power through repenting of their ways, oh God,
God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your spirit in the streets. Move by your spirit in the communities. Move by your spirit in the homes, oh God, and in the families, in the mighty name of Jesus. May they be encouraged, oh God, by your word. And Lord God, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then and only then will you hear from heaven. You shall heal the land, oh God. So we speak that the land will be healed on today in the mighty name of Jesus. We come up against the spirit of desolation and isolation that causes loss and abandonment, a state of anguish, oh God, that state of deprivation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that emotional, physical, or social, psychological condition that tries to come up against the body of Christ in the name of Jesus, that spirit of loss and abandonment where they feel the deprivation and they feel barrenness. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. You said in Jeremiah, Lord God, that the Lord could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which ye have committed, but therefore is your land of desolation and astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant, Lord God, at this day. So, Lord God, we command this day that the people will bear, Lord God, because they will come into alignment of your word. They come into alignment of your will. We decree that and command it on today in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will begin to be meek and that they will begin to be humble and that they will submit themselves to your lordship in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come up against immorality. We come up against the religious spirits. We come up against the poverty spirits and spirits of accusation and idolatry that causes the people to go into this desolate state and begin to practice the things of man versus the practices of you. They practice the things of occultism versus practicing your word. So we release your word of truth upon the people that they will begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus, and that they want to read your word, pray by your word, stand on your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we release holiness unto the land. Lord God, let there be a change even on today. Lord God, that when we go out into the communities, or if I turn on the news, let there be reports of victory, because the shootings have ceased, the killings have ceased. Oh God, this spirit of murder that has come and rest itself in the earth, Lord God, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. You a liar, Satan. You will not continue to kill the youth. You will not continue to kill off our seed. But Lord God, cause the people to return from their wicked ways. We come up against these gangs in the name of Jesus. We come up against these loose bullets in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Lord God, I begin right now to plead the blood against all these gun sales, oh God. May the youth not even be able to get their hands on gunfire today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But loose, Lord God, your power in the land where the angels are dispatched right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and that the enemy cannot come into our communities, come into our families, and kill off our seed. But Lord God, we speak that your word will prevail in the land, and that right now, oh God, that where they are planning to go out and kill today, that they no longer have a desire to do so. But Lord God, break up the fallow ground in their hearts today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that they will begin to hunger and thirst after your word on today in the mighty name of Jesus. May they find a church. Yes, we have 2-3 churches on one block. May the youth begin to go into the house of prayer, the house of God. May they turn from their wicked ways on today. We dispatch those angels of righteousness to go forth throughout the community, go forth in the houses, go forth in the land, in the name of Jesus. And we come up against this spirit of murder. You will not kill all these youth and people in road rage, but Lord God, we speak peace to be still in the mighty name of Jesus, moving by your spirit on today, and we speak chaos to
cease in the mighty name of Jesus. No more chaos in the name of Jesus. But Lord God, we speak right now that there will be a calm, a spirit of calm to come and rest upon your people, a spirit of righteousness, a spirit of truth, a spirit of wanting to read their word, a spirit of prayer, a spirit of repentance, a spirit of godliness in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you on today. God, we just magnify you on today. We, Lord God, glory you on today and all that you've said and all that you've done. And we decree that each and every last one of these blessings will be so, with a yes and with an amen. Hallelujah. Glory God. Glory.